and one of our favorite baseball players of all time. He is Omar Vizquel, and he is on the Fan Hotline. Oh, how are you?
Hey, how you doing, guys? What's going on?
Oh, good. I mean, when Ozzy passed yesterday, you were probably one of the first people I thought of. I was like, oh, man, Omar used to... I mean, you were a gigantic fan of his, right? I'm not nuts, right?
Yes, man. I remember those days where we used to go to the flat and we had a concert there. Remembering, you know, the rock and roll museum and everything. And some of us participated in the concert. And I decided to sing Ozzy Osbourne's Crazy Train because that was one of my favorite songs. When I came up to the plate, I used to play this song, and Ozzy was one of those guys that I used to love. You know, it was great. As a matter of fact, I was going to put that video on Instagram right now because we were watching movies and videos of Ozzy Osbourne and how he passed away. And it was amazing, the kind of life that he had.
Well, you need to put it on your new website too, by the way. What is OmarVizquel13.com, right?
Yeah, that's right, man. You know, this website is a memory of my career. I try to put together some of the stats that you know, were part of my life and how I went from 0 to 11 Gold Glove and 24-year career. You know, I think it was a great job some of my friends put together, and I really love the opportunity to have it out there for everybody to take a look at it. And it's just amazing, you know, when you turn back. It's great.
OmarVizquel13.com is the place to go. The website looks great. I'll tell you, Omar, it looks great.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Yeah, we spend a lot of time trying to put together some of the highlights of my career and, you know, added a little bit of the new technology. I think it was... an amazing process for us.
Omar, at the beginning of the year, you were high on Brian Rocchio. I was high on Brian Rocchio. Andy was high on Brian Rocchio, and he came out and he didn't hit, and then his fielding wasn't good. He went down to Columbus. He's been back. He's been hitting. He's been playing D. What difference do you see in the guy that I know you like a lot?
Well, I see a guy that have a little bit of confidence. His confidence back since, you know, sometimes you doubt yourself when you're in the big league and things doesn't go well for yourself. You put yourself into that square that said, wow, what about if I get sent down and I never get to be back in the big league? And I think that memory that he had in his mind is gone. I think that he belongs there. He believes in himself. And when you get that kind of confidence, then you become the player that everybody is expecting you to be.
Hmm. Oh, we're a week away from the trade deadline. I don't ever remember you being a trade deadline guy. Like, all your transactions were in the off season, weren't they?
That's right. Yeah. I never had that opportunity to be into that spot. I think it's a hard thing for a player to kind of you know, bounce from one team to another in the middle of the season. You have to start from zero again, try to get together with a bunch of new guys and get the chemistry with them. You know, it's complicated. It's a complicated thing. That's why we try to hugs and bring the guys that come into the middle of the season and try to give them the opportunity to have fun with us. We invite them to dinner. We, you know, we hang out with them and try to get them together as soon as possible so they can produce and feel comfortable for us.
But what's it like, though, that week before? I mean, you were in plenty of clubhouses where you knew guys were either on the training block or about to get traded. It's got to be, it's a weird feeling when you walk into the clubhouse and you see somebody like, oh, well, they're still here today. Oh, I didn't know if they were going to, you know, it's kind of awkward, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really weird. You know, I take a look at the situation now. This guy, Eugenio Suarez, the guy that is with the Diamondbacks, he's leading the league in homers. And his name is bouncing around from team to team. Everybody wants to know where Eugenio Suarez is going to end up. And it's going to be hard when you're trying to lead a team and leading the league in homers that you have to deal with these kind of questions. And, you know, I feel sorry for some of those guys that really feel in that bubble. And all of a sudden you have to pack your suitcases and go somewhere else. Like I said, it's you have to try to welcome them as soon as possible and make them feel comfy.
Omar, when you're a team like the Guardians right now, though, you're 2.5 out of the wild card spot. You know, you lost 10 straight. Now you've won 10 of 12. And you know, you can see a playoff spot sitting there. Is the general feel in a clubhouse, okay, we have this and we can get this done? Or do you think players look around and think, man, we need to make some moves to get some more talent in here?
Yeah, I think that's one of the toughest spots to feel like, because you don't know if you are ready to sell or if you're ready to trade or if you're going to keep the same team together. I think, you know, when you do these meetings in the clubhouse, you have to let the team know, hey, this is what we have. We're not going to be moving people out or telling the truth, telling that we are looking for other players. We're trying to make a move. So you don't feel like you're in that bubble that we're talking about. I think that you have to know what your team needs and know what your expectations are, and then grow from there. Because it's not a worse part when you're in a baseball team when you don't know when you're gonna go or if they're gonna trade you or something like that.
Oh, how much do you think managers actually manage now, and how much of it's coming down from the front office and making moves just based strictly on stats, not on any gut feeling?
Man, I wish that I can answer that question right from the clubhouse or if I'm managing a team in the little leagues in AA or AAA. you know, I've been away from the game for a little bit. I know that there has been a lot of emphasis on front offices on changing their team without letting the manager know. Some of these moves are made because of economic reasons, because they don't have the money to pay the players, because the projections that they have on papers doesn't really go accord to what you have in the beginning of the years. So, yeah, I think the front offices, they're investing so much money in the front offices now that they're making every move as possible. And the manager is kind of just being another player. Sometimes he doesn't really have the right move because the front office wants you to put a player in front of what your plan is.
Omar, I wonder what a guy who was on some really good teams for a long time thinks about the extra playoff teams. You know, three teams now in the wild card. I've always thought baseball has too many playoff teams now because – you played 162, and you know who the better teams are, and any baseball team can get hot in a series. Do you like the extra playoff teams, or do you think that the regular season maybe should carry a little more weight as to who gets to play past the season?
Well, I think I like the extra teams. I think it put a little bit more opportunity for the lower teams that maybe don't expect to get to the playoffs and have that chance to advance. And I think it's excitement because the people that are in first place always have that expectation that they're going to go all the way. And in the past, we've seen teams get hot that they're not expecting to pass to the World Series or to the next playoff. And all of a sudden, you find that team involved on knocking the big favorites out. So I like that chance. I like the opportunity that those teams have. And I know that it's a little longer, and I think that's what makes it exciting, that the round robins are longer, and they have that opportunity.
What do you think of the Guards right now? I mean, they're a team that lost 10 in a row. Now they've come back. They won 9 of their last 11. And even in those two losses, those two games came right down to the wire. I mean, this team has kind of flipped. Part of it, I think, is schedule because they were playing some of the better teams during that losing streak, and then they're playing maybe – I don't want to say they're not good teams, but they're not – they're not at the top of the standings, the teams they've been able to take out in this last 11. Nonetheless, they're 500 with 62 games to go.
Yeah, if the playoff will start next week or maybe this week, I will feel pretty comfortable about it. The question is that the team has been playing a lot of inconsistent baseball sometimes. You know, they go into these streaks where you don't know what to do with the team and all of a sudden, wow, we have a very good chance to go to the playoff. So it's kind of confusing sometimes where you're standing. If they can go to the last month of the season playing this way, then we will say, wow, we have a really good chance to go all the way. But, you know, it's just a matter of, where are we standing right now with the team? And I'm glad that they straight up a lot of things. They're playing a little bit better now, and this is the way that they have to be playing in the last month of the season.
You were on some Indians teams, Omar, that hit like absolute crazy, and you had defense to go along with it. This team doesn't hit very well, yet it's been really pretty decent offensively here during this last stretch. Can a team go from not hitting very well, somehow flip the switch, and become a pretty good hitting team? Is it infectious, or is it just something that you got hot and you're probably going to drop back to what this team has been for most of the season? I think that's a fascinating thing about not being able to score a lot of runs, and then all of a sudden the offense has really been clicking.
Yeah, I mean, like I said before, you don't know if the pitching is going to respond the way they're doing. The bullpen, they have the right arms to go about it. The offense has to be doing their job at the right time. It is a combination of things. There is not one area in the Guardians that we can say, okay, we can dominate in this. Like last year with the bullpen. The bullpen was amazing. You get to the sixth inning winning by one run, and 75% of the time, or 80 or 90% of the time, we have that game in our pocket. We won. But this year has been different. They go into streaks where you can pitch well and you don't hit, and then you hit but you don't pitch. And that is the right combination of the whole situation to go, but it has to be done in the last month of the season. It doesn't matter how you're playing right now. If you don't get to the last month and you give that opportunity, then we're not going to go all the way.
Omar, as always, we love talking to you. Hope to talk to you soon here as the baseball season heats up and the Guardians can stay in this race. OmarVizquel13.com if we want to see the new website, correct?
That's right, man. That is the new website. I want to invite everybody to take a look at it. Like I said, we went into 3 months doing little things here and there, and we continue to work with the kids down here in Venezuela. We're doing a lot of baseball clinics and talk to them about baseball and values and all that stuff. So we're doing good, man. I'm happy. I'm around my people here. And going back to the state pretty soon, but we're doing a good job here in Venezuela. Thank you for the opportunity.
Oh, thank you, Omar. Big fan. We'll always be big fans. Thank you, Omar. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, O.
Thank you, guys.
All right. OmarVizquel13.com is a place where you can check them out these days.